Must be Thursday, Monday afternoon at 4:07 in the afternoon. Hey, I'm Ann Eller, and we are here with Steve Coleman. He is the director of Project Genesis out there at Piedmont Technical College. Fascinating program we're going to be talking about, but, you know, he's a big guy, and he started out with basketball as a background here. He was fortunate enough to get some scholarship help to go to school for basketball. But interesting to note that neither of your parents had been to college. So you were a first-generation college student, yes?
I absolutely was.
And so what made you decide to go to college?
Well, it was the recognition that in order to do the things that I wanted to do, it was going to require an education. And I have to say also that though my parents weren't college graduates, they recognized the need for us to do better. It's like all parents. My parents were pretty adamant about the fact that they wanted us to do better and be better. So, you know, Mom was, it was not a discussion. We were going to do something, and it was going to be college-related or military-related.
You had a choice.
I had a choice.
And, of course, because you were successful with basketball, that allowed you to get some scholarships. Now, where did you go to college?
I went to Stetson University in DeLand, Florida.
Now, being from Newberry, right?
Yes, ma'am.
That was a big step, wasn't it?
It was. It was really the first time that I'd been that far away from home, knowing that I wasn't going to be coming back later on that evening. When I got down to DeLand, I came home at Christmas and spring break, and so.
How was that for an adjustment? You know, as you think back, and I know what you do now, you help students adjust to college life and being in the Genesis program that we're going to get to in just a second. But that had to be quite a growing up experience there.
It really was. One of the things about being an athlete, however, is that you have an instant family. So I wasn't like a normal student. Well, I don't know what a normal student is, I guess, but like let's say a traditional student that arrives on campus and has to make new friends and from scratch, so to speak. I was an athlete, so I knew the other players. We'd had an opportunity to speak on the phone. I knew the coaches. I knew the support staff from visiting and having all of those experiences. So I had a cohort of individuals that kind of insulated me from some of the types of things that a student might have to go through that was leaving home for the first time.
So for you, that actually probably made it easier.
It did.
And that's one thing we take until practice started. What's that mean?
For all those individuals who watch ESPN and see the game on Monday Night Basketball or on the weekends, they see the end product, and it's a whole lot of fun to be out there playing. But all of the practice and yelling and screaming and aches and pains that go into getting to game day, it's no fun at all.
Well, I know that you didn't really think you were going to go off and become a major basketball star, did you?
Well, you know, in that corner of my mind, I don't think I was any different than anyone else. I figured, wow, boy, what if I'm good enough to make some money doing this? And I was a good player, but one of the things that was very important was I had, you know, a strong network of mentors and individuals who guided me, my instructors. My lifelong mentor, a gentleman by the name of Dr. Patrick Coggins, walked into his office one day while I was a senior, and he said, look, man, you're not going to be playing basketball past March if you get lucky. So what are we going to do here? And so I was fortunate enough to have people that steered me in the right direction, and I had the personal good sense to realize, and you know, the research states that 0.1% ever make a dime being a professional athlete, but I had every opportunity in the world available to me to be successful based on my academic experience and all the wonderful opportunities there were in the world of work.
So what did you decide to do?
I majored in social science, and I got a minor in psychology. I really thought that I was going to teach or be a high school guidance counselor, and that was all fine and good until I did an internship and thought, wow, this I don't know about these 14 to 18-year-olds and my
personality. They don't know what the heck they want to do, and they know it all.
And I still, at that time, was just coming off of being a high-strung athlete, so my personality was quite aggressive as well. But I got a wonderful opportunity, a job offer, at Stetson University to go into admissions. And oddly enough, I was the coordinator of minority student recruitment at Stetson, which was not a predominantly black college.
Okay.
And it opened my eyes to the possibilities of higher education. And I really enjoyed it because I was given an opportunity to represent higher education and the attainability of higher education to more individuals who were just like me. And quite honestly, I did have an affinity for minority students pursuing higher education.
So that's how it started.
That's how it started.
Now, fast forward, how did you end up back here in Greenwood then? If you took that position down there, how'd you end up back in Greenwood?
I think we always knew that we would be back home in Greenwood. Oh, well, back home in South Carolina. You know, my wife's a South Carolina girl. She's from Belton, South Carolina. And, of course, I'm from Newberry, South Carolina. And my wife might be one of the only people that you've ever met who just really wasn't feeling Florida. She was not a Florida type of girl.
She wasn't feeling it, huh?
No, she wasn't.
It's awful easy to feel it, let me tell you.
We're very family-oriented people. And when we had our first child, you know, the back and forth to home to show the grandmamas the babies, we missed that. And
right.
We decided, hey, let's go back. Let's make it to the backyard barbecues and the, you know, Sunday service and those sorts of things. So we just wanted to be around family.
Okay. So how'd you end up at Piedmont Tech?
Well, it's a very interesting story how I ended up at Piedmont Tech. Actually,
okay.
I was in the area, and I was actually interviewing at a couple of other colleges. And I'd seen on the Internet that Piedmont Tech had a director of admissions position open. And after interviewing at Tri-County Technical College on my way back to Newberry, I came through Greenwood and dropped by Piedmont Technical College's campus, filled out an application, and it was one of those open-till fields, so I felt
right.
like I still had a shot.
Right.
And I was fortunate enough on that day to actually get a chance to meet with the Vice President of Student Development, Becky McIntosh.
Know Becky very well,
yeah.
Yes.
She's quite a delightful person. We had a great conversation, and I left my resume and the completed application, and I went on back to Newberry for another day of relaxation, and I got a call back.
Wow.
To come in for a second conversation, which led to an interview, which led to me being director of admissions at Piedmont Tech.
And here we are today.
And here we are today.
And how long have you been at Piedmont Tech?
I've been at Piedmont Tech now. This is my 12th year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Years, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that's terrific. Hey, listen, when we come back, we're going to start talking about Project Genesis. You're going to find it a fascinating conversation. It's all about black males being able to stay in college, become successful people, and there's a real push to make that happen. So, hey, when we come back, we're going to be talking about that. Don't you go away. If you have a question for Steve, don't hesitate to give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days.
It's 4:19 in the afternoon. We are here with Steve Coleman, who is the director of Project Genesis. And you might wonder, what is Project Genesis and what's it all about? Because it's a very interesting program and certainly one that's designed to help in our area and across the country, I might add. This is a nationwide push right here. So, Steve, what is Project Genesis?
Project Genesis is a federal program. It's part of the Title III program, and it is designed to assist institutions of higher education to create success initiatives for black males. Project Genesis is taking into account the fact that statistically African American males are not enrolling, persisting, and graduating from college at an acceptable rate in this country.
So it's just for black males?
It's just for black males.
Okay. And why, what happened to the rest of us here now, Steve? Go ahead. Come on, let's have this discussion. I mean, black females, white males, white females, Hispanics. What about all the rest of us?
Unfortunately.
Hey, we're going to discuss it right here on my show here, Steve.
Unfortunately, the federal government mandates depopulation. And the population is African-American males due to the that's driven by research that's been conducted by the federal government and not an individual process that's taken place at the college level.
Okay.
We are the beneficiary of that research, and we're doing whatever we can. Well, we're using the resources that have been provided to affect that population on our campus.
Well, why are we having more difficulties with black males staying in college?
Well, there are a number of factors that can affect persistence and retention. Many of our African-American males, as the research has shown, are not, they're first-generation students, which means that they are not students who grew up with the expectation and the homegrown knowledge that, look, you're going to college. The population has been affected by the fact that African-American males don't graduate from high school at the same rate as their counterparts.
It really should even step back into the high school, shouldn't it?
Well, it does. The root of the problem starts probably even beyond prior to high school in the success rates the academic performance from middle school and throughout high school.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, unfortunately, when we get African-American males on our campus, they're underprepared academically.
But there are programs to help prepare them for the college life. I mean, I know that's one of the things that I know Piedmont Tech is very good at, is helping all students become prepared for the college life, and in fact, that's why you have testing when you go into college to see where you're actually at.
Yes, the technical college system does an extremely good job, just an exemplary job, of assessing students' level of performance academically. Our developmental studies program is second to none. Our faculty are committed to it, and our institution has provided the resources that are necessary to make it an exemplary program. It's important that we meet students where they are and take them where they want to go, which is the college's mission statement. But it's appropriate because that's exactly what we're trying to do. When we get a student in and they want to go into, you know, whatever field they decide to pursue, it's imperative that they are able to compute effectively from a mathematical standpoint. And it's also incredibly important. I mean, probably even the most important is to be able to communicate orally and in writing. So we assess those students on those levels, and we have programs in place to improve students' mathematical skills and their oral and written communication skills to prepare them for curriculum level coursework.
What's one of the most difficult ones for black males? What's one of the most difficult ones? I know texting. I mean, you know, when we look when you look at texting and all that, I mean, that's wreaking havoc on the written language, right?
Yeah, it is. I would prefer to see more complete sentences, but, you know, sometimes...
LOL. Okay, there you go. We've got a complete sentence, don't we?
We live in an acronym-driven society.
We do. I just saw an article where one school is really concentrating on penmanship, you know, where they're saying in a lot of schools they're doing away with penmanship, being able to write because of the fact that everything's done on a computer.
You know, my sons are District 50 students, and we love District 50, great school district. I have a 17-year-old junior at Greenwood High School, and I've got a 14-year-old eighth grader at Brewer Middle School.
Mm-hmm.
And the interesting thing, since you mentioned that, is that neither one of them write in cursive. They print, and... I don't know. I think you're onto something there. I don't think that they do all of their assignments on the computer, but...
It's a scary thing to think that we might have people that maybe they could print, but they couldn't write. I mean, that's kind of scary. But I just wondered if there was one that was more difficult. Was it math, or is it oral or written skills that are more difficult?
Mathematically, I would say without hesitation. Math is the scary subject for a lot of people. I know it was for me. We have a saying in my household that I can help you with everything else when it comes down to math. Mom gets off at 4:30. That's her job.
See you then.
I'm the English, social science, everyday kind of guy. Math is left up to.
Well, that's very interesting, because this Genesis, Project Genesis, is for specific types of schooling or fields, correct?
Yes. Project Genesis focuses on the STEM programs, science, technology, engineering, and math. Definitely requires math. But one of the things that is so special about the program is that it provides for a summer bridge program.
Okay.
One of the deterrents to completion for many African-American males is the time it takes, or the process of going from a developmental course of study mm-hmm. into the curriculum-level coursework. I mean, if you think about it, if I'm a student, hypothetically, that is interested in heating, ventilation, and air conditioning technology, and I've got my heart set on it, I know that's what I want to do, I take our placement test, and it shows that I need the most basic levels of English and mathematics prior to going into the curriculum. And so I enroll in a semester of those courses. And the goal is to get me from that level to the next level and into curriculum-level coursework as quickly as possible. Our Summer Bridge program, as part of the Genesis program, worked very diligently to do that this summer. It's a 12-week summer program based on an emporium method, which means that if you take someone like me who was very good at decimals and simple addition and multiplication, but kind of struggled with fractions, I would spend most of my time in an emporium setting working on fractions and not spending time on things that I was already good at, with the goal being get me to heating, ventilation, and air conditioning 101 as quickly as possible.
Before I lose interest in all the rest of it.
Yes, ma'am, absolutely.
Now, just out of curiosity, because I know a lot of people are listening out there and they're saying, okay, this is for black males. Is this a scholarship program? Is this a special program for that or not?
Oh, that's a great question. And one of the most important factors is that what the grant provides for is equipment and training, and that equipment is available to every student that's a part of the program, black, white, Hispanic, blue,
pink,
whatever.
Okay.
so it's not a program where we're going to purchase equipment and purchase materials that can only be used by black males to affect their success in that program.
Sure.
The other critically important point, and a question that I've answered I cannot tell you how many times, is that this program does not provide $1 of scholarship money for the black males that are participants in the program, the students that are enrolled in the program. Every one of these black males is at Piedmont Tech the same way their white or Hispanic counterparts are. They have completed the FAFSA, which is the Free Application for Federal Student Aid. They
lottery tuition
assistance, life scholarship based on high school academic performance. They're paying their own way.
Okay. So this is just giving them the tools that everybody will be able to use, but it has an emphasis, I guess, at the start to help the black males get into the program and stay with the program.
Yes.
Would that be correct?
That is correct.
Absolutely. Well, we are here with Steve Coleman. We're going to be talking more about the Genesis, Project Genesis here, what it can do, how it can help, and hopefully how we get more people employed, which is, of course, the whole issue here, so that everybody's working and paying taxes so they can have more of this money coming down here to South Carolina. Hey, I'm Ann Eller right here with Steve Coleman. If you've got a question, don't hesitate to give us a call. 229-7984. That's 229-7984. Right now, it is time for South Carolina News, and we'll be back after the news.
This is Philip Biffle, your Greenwood Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Do you have a recovery plan for your investments? If not, there are several reasons we think you should. While interest rates are very low, certain income strategies and investments could help increase your investment income. Also, many investment portfolios are out of balance at a time when proper investment diversification may be most critical. You also may want to review your portfolio to consider replacing lower quality investments with higher quality investments that may be at attractive prices. No one can control what the market will do next. You can, however, take advantage of investment opportunities that exist today. At the same time, it is important to be well positioned for whatever the market does tomorrow. Please call me, Philip Biffle, or stop by my office today to develop your personalized recovery plan investment strategy. Please call me, Philip Biffle, at 229-0444, or stop by my office today to develop your personalized recovery plan investment strategy. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Monday, happy days. Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days.
Oh, that's right. I'm right here with Steve Coleman, director of Project Genesis. Quite an intense and expansive program. I've just been hearing about all the different aspects of it. Now, Steve, one of the things that Project Genesis provides for, this was a $2.4 million grant. You get six for 4 years, $600,000 a year. We were just talking about the amount of equipment that has been bought to conceptualize how you actually do things. You know, I would think that this would benefit a lot of other students besides just the black students that we're talking about here. I mean, you know, let's just be real. I mean, I might could learn to wire something if I had this help.
Well, obviously, Ann, you're not black.
No, I'm not.
However, if you were a student in the heating, ventilation, air conditioning technology program, or the computer technology program, or the industrial electronics technology program, or the mechatronics technology program, you would be fully capable of using every bit of contextual, hands-on learning equipment that we purchased. It's again, it's not equipment that is set aside to say only the black guys use it.
Right.
Everybody uses it.
Sure.
In the industrial world, contextual learning is a priority. Hands-on, experiential learning.
Back in the old days, we did a lot of that. You know, when it was working on the car, doing all this kind of stuff. And you know, when you used to have home ec and shop,
yeah.
Right? You know,
mm-hmm.
Shop. You made things, and in cooking, you actually did hands-on type thing. So this has been a tried and true way to learn.
Right, and you know, 65%. Probably it's grown even higher. 65 to 70% of the jobs in our society now require a 2-year degree, which is the hands-on contextual skills that are necessary to perform a skill or a function in industry, in manufacturing, and on any job. And our students are getting that. And you've got to see this equipment.
You've just invited me out there to see this equipment.
We'll give you a tour, and anybody out there that wants to see this equipment, we'd be more than happy to give them a tour.
Great.
It's incredible stuff. It's state-of-the-art learning equipment where it combined with the classroom learning, the books, this hands-on experience takes the learning to another level. It expedites the process, and students are able to gain the skills that are necessary to go out and be productive workers in their field.
Now, just out of curiosity, this covered science, technology, engineering, math. It covered heating and air conditioning, electrician. What are the possibilities for jobs in these fields?
Well, the great thing about the technical college system is we train people for jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always use the anecdote that if there were no jobs available in the fields that we teach at Piedmont Technical College, we wouldn't teach them. Our students are finding jobs. They're finding good jobs. They're becoming viable citizens with the knowledge that they've gained on our campus, and we're really proud of that.
I also know that you're very flexible, meaning if a company comes to you and needs to train for a specific job set, that they are able to do that.
Yes, that's part of our mission. We definitely work with industry, local, and. You know, as it turns out, these industries are often national industries. Our graduates aren't confined to a 7-county geographic area that Piedmont serves in Greenwood, Lawrence, Edgefield, Abbeville, McCormick, Newberry, and Saluda. We have graduates that venture outside of these areas and do very well.
So the equipment and everything that's there, it is bought with specifics for Project Genesis, but it is something that everybody gets to use.
Absolutely.
Number two, something we probably need to reiterate again, is that there is no scholarship money just for black males on this program. You have to get into school just like everybody else does, but there are helps, and yet these helps are also available to all students there.
Yes, there's not a college in the country really that could survive and be able to provide the services they provide without the federal government funding. And Piedmont Tech is a recipient of Title IV funding, just like the University of South Carolina and Lander and Erskine and Clemson.
We're getting ready for this fiscal cliff now, Steve. I mean, are you sure everything's secure on this? I mean, I'm just asking.
We're praying.
You're praying? Okay.
The one thing that I firmly believe, and it's a fundamental belief of mine, is that education will always be provided for.
Mm-hmm.
It's so necessary. And I can't force myself to believe that our country would allow education to suffer. At the length that some people think it might. I just don't think it's a reality.
Well, let's hope not. But now, one of the other things that we were talking about is this program is going to actually expand. It's not just for, I mean, it is for this right at this moment, I guess, but you're looking at, what were you telling me, criminal justice program and associate of arts. So this is an expanding program, because surely every year you can't buy all this equipment for the same program, so you're going to expand it.
Absolutely. Genesis is an evolving program. The PBI grant is one that provides for growth. And, you know, in our first year, we focused on STEM programs, and we will continue to support students that are in STEM programs. But we're also venturing into other areas. Here in year two, we are bringing in criminal justice as a major.
So I guess you'll be buying that great NCIS special equipment to work with.
We're looking.
You know, everybody knows that you can solve a case in an hour now, Steve.
Even I sit back and I'm trying to find out, you know, what the contextual equipment is going to look like for criminal justice. But our Dean of Business and Public Services, Sissy Copeland, and Josh Lindsay, who's our director of our department head for our criminal justice program, we've already sat down and met with them. And there are some very, very interesting things that you can buy to teach students contextually criminal justice. I know the expectation for a lot of individuals is that we're going to have this, we're going to be like Law and Order, and we're going to solve, and we got the blood kits and
absolutely
all of those sorts of things, body parts buried in the field so we could do all those sorts of things out.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
We're also bringing in the Associate in Arts program for students that are going to be four-year college transfer students. And also a very, very unique program that we're really, really excited about is the Call Me Mr. Teacher Education Program for black males. The emphasis there being to promote education as a career track for black males. And to what Call Me Mr. does is it steers black males into careers in secondary education. At the elementary school level. And if you take a young male like myself, when I was growing up, as we talked about earlier, you know, I didn't grow up seeing black males in my classroom.
Mm-hmm.
Black adult male.
There we go, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, my friends were there, but they weren't, the things that they were teaching were not the things sometimes that, you know, even me,
we
were straying a lot. But
yes,
it's important for young black males to see role models that look like them, that
mm-hmm.
they can identify with, where they can say, you know, I can do that. You know, there's all kinds of research and development that's out there, and you can go out and find statistical support and foundational studies. But the most important thing is for black males who are my son's age, 12, 13, 14, to be able to say, hey, I can do that. It's critically important.
You know, we used to grow up that way.
We
used to grow up believing that we could be whatever we wanted to be. You know, I think the last few years has been particularly difficult for all, because there's been that, well, I don't know whether we can send you to school. I don't know whether we're going to be able to do that. So there has been some change, and some of the things that we talk about on the I Love Ann show are based on studies where maybe kids shouldn't be told they should reach for the stars, and I find that appalling, quite frankly.
I find that absolutely ridiculous.
Yes.
They should be encouraged to reach for the stars. And, you know, call me an optimist, which I am. I'm always the one that I really feel like it's going to work out. We'll get it fixed. We're not going to let those things that are extremely important and vital to our success and our growth as a community, as a nation, dissipate and just go away. And education is being the most critical factor in that.
What do you think about the future of black male teachers in elementary school? That's a career path you don't usually think of.
Well, it hasn't been a career path in my experience that's been one of those greatly promoted career paths.
Sure.
You hear about lawyers, doctors, those types of careers.
Football and basketball stars. There you go. Yes.
Well, you know that is a reality. I don't know how much it's actually promoted as opposed to young people growing up seeing it and having it as it is a primary dream. And to that I'll say that if anybody had asked me up until the time I was old enough and maybe even in my 20s, what do you want to be when you grow up? I would have told you I wanted to be a professional basketball player. I was good at it. I worked hard at it. And I felt like I was as good as anyone else. But what tempered that was the reality that, you know, I was smart enough to check the statistics. And as I said earlier, you know, when you look out there and 0.1% are...
Well, they come by and smack you on the head and say, no, you're not going to make it.
I think the NCAA's greatest commitment, the National Collegiate Athletic Association's greatest message here recently has been those commercials where they show these athletes playing at a high level. And then the caption and the wording says that 99.9% of us are going to be professional in something other than our sport. And that is the reality.
Sure. And I know how many kids, when we do Emerald football, and we have them fill out sheets every year on what they're, you know, what they want to be when they grow up and everything, and it's always professional football player. So, yeah, I mean, that is their reality at that moment.
But that's where the adults come in and bring in some real reality.
Sure, absolutely. So let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the Genesis program, how you can get involved, and what's good for all of us out of this program. So don't you go away. If you have a question for Steve, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984.
My cycle humps, ready to race to you.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276.
Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days.
We're right back here at Sharp Facets Gallery this afternoon. God, the sun is going to go down at 5:20 today. God, I hate it when it gets dark early like this. But
basketball
season. That's right. Hey, by the way, speaking of basketball, what do you do?
I'm a college basketball official.
There you go. That was the word I was looking at. Yeah, absolutely. You officiate still. Yeah, you must like to get out there on the wood there.
Well, you know, it's been a huge part of my life, and I love the sport. So it's a way to stay involved. But I am far less active as an official as I was several years ago. I've got an older son that plays on Tuesday and Friday, and I've got a younger son that plays on Mondays and Thursdays. So I'm only available Wednesday and Saturday.
I see.
Which is
so
a good
are you
thing,
are you out there coaching them?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes. I'm very active.
You're very active.
They're my best friends, so we it's something that we share, and even Mama played college basketball, so we're a basketball family.
Okay, well that sounds good. So
she's tougher than I am. Trust me. Yes.
Does you see any college scholarships in their future?
Well, my oldest son is he's very active on the AAU circuit. He plays on a Nike sponsored AAU basketball team, which finished number two in the entire country this past year.
How about that? Congratulations.
He's a skilled player, good athlete with a great skill to shoot the basketball, and he's got at last count, about 16 schools that are interested in him for scholarships.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good, but it makes it tough, too, doesn't it?
No, it really doesn't, man, because I could care less which one of the 16 he chose because they're all offering full tuition.
Oh, okay. Well, then, hallelujah. It's only tough for him to make the right decision, right?
He just has to decide where he wants to play.
Wow, well, that's terrific.
I want him to decide where he has to play
right,
and where I don't have to pay.
Okay.
So that's where it goes.
What's that, a pay-for-play program? No, a program. All right. Well, that sounds great. Well, congratulations. I know you're excited about that. And your younger son, how's he doing?
He is a very talented young man also, and both of them are diligent students. My oldest son, he's like Dad. He's solid, and you know, we go our rounds in math, and just like a lot of your last born or youngest children, my youngest son is very gifted and talented in terms of basketball, but he's also an excellent student. You probably couldn't find a much better student than he is or is capable of being. He's a part of the ACTS program over at Brewer.
That's an excellent program over there.
Yeah, they're both doing well. We're extremely blessed with those young men.
That's great.
We like them.
You like them? You're going to keep them, I guess.
We're going to keep them.
Absolutely. Well, you know, that brings us to what we're talking about here. You're the director of Project Genesis. Now, Project Genesis is a program for black males, but it is a program that helps all students. Now, what would be the eventual goal of Project Genesis?
Well, the eventual plan, actually, is to institutionalize Project Genesis as an office within the college, a permanent office within the college that would serve minority students in any discipline within the college. From academic and social support.
And this would not just be for black males, then?
And then it would become a program for minority students
females,
that are males and females.
You'd let females into the program
Okay. Yes.
And I guess Hispanics and Chinese and whatever minority we'd be talking about here, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so the program is going to expand. Now, if somebody is out there listening to what we're talking about, is there anything special that they have to do to enroll, or should they come see you, or what exactly is the process here?
It's interesting how we answer that question. Currently, if you're an African-American male and you're enrolling at Piedmont Technical College in a criminal justice, an associate in arts, or a heating, ventilation, and air conditioning, mechatronics technology, industrial electronics technology, or computer technology program, you're eligible for Project Genesis services.
Okay. So
you got to be male.
Right.
Got to be black.
Right.
You got to be interested in one of those programs.
Okay. Well, there you go, folks. We've heard it all right here today on WCRS. Other things that the program does for specifically for black males, what else are the things that helps with?
We are interested in creating well-rounded students. There's leadership development programs. We're visiting industries to create an awareness of available jobs, available career fields. We had a couple of great summer outings this year. We visited CryoVac up in Simpsonville, which is the plastic factory for sealing foods. The technology that goes into sealing our food, people, is incredible. I did not know that plastic was porous. We also visited Eaton, and we've got plans to visit BMW and the Oconee Nuclear Plant and some other opportunities that are available.
Okay. And so basically this, and is there help with tutoring and all this kind of stuff to keep them up to speed?
Absolutely. We have a comprehensive academic assistance program. Takes into account the early alert referral system that's a part of our college campus, where we can provide a proactive intervention for students to increase their opportunities for success. We provide tutoring as well. We work with our college's tutoring program to provide funding for students to seek tutoring in the coursework that they're having difficulty in.
Now, this program's been going on for a year. How many students are actually in the Genesis program?
We currently have 67 students enrolled in the program.
Okay. And what are we looking at for this coming year?
Our goal is to enroll 20 students and track 20 students per discipline, per
okay.
curriculum level. So once we get this cohort enrolled in the criminal justice and AA students, we'll be tracking the success rates, the success of 100 students or more. We are expanding our boundaries a bit to incorporate and to include students that are above and beyond the number that we were mandated to. Our project director, Andy Olmason, and I have discussed this quite a number of times, and it's an institutional initiative that we want to assist as many students as we possibly can. We have to report on 100, but if we can expand our services within the realm of what we're doing and we can help 150, 200 students,
sure.
That's all wonderful for us.
Absolutely. Well, it certainly sounds like it is a program that is going to bring a lot to Piedmont Tech with equipment and hands-on learning, and you're going to be expanding to all different programs. And this will incorporate all minority students there, so this is a good thing as far as expanding their capabilities to go out and get a job.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We're excited. We really are. Piedmont is, you know, one of the things that we have to do also, Ann, is to commend our institution for taking a look in the mirror and saying, look, we've got this problem as well as anyone else does. Let's go out and do something about it. We had a wonderful team of people that put together the proposal for the grant, and we got it, and we're making the best use of it.
Absolutely. It is exciting what Piedmont Tech is. Not one to sit on its hands and sit back. It's one to go out there and be aggressive, and I think that's terrific. So, as always, Steve Coleman, it's very nice of you to come out and talk to us and tell us about this program. I wish you all the best. If someone would like to call you, what's the number to call you?
I can be reached at 864-941-8603. And by email at coleman.s@ptc.edu.
Absolutely. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Steve, thanks for coming out and telling us all about Project Genesis. I certainly hope that we see bigger numbers, and we'll have to get back, and maybe I'll come out and check out some of this equipment.
Thank you very much for having us.
All right. That'll do it for us. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.